Jeannie Bauman joins us, Tom. We're getting some more good news on the vaccine front. Moderna out with some news today about the efficacy of their drug. That's good news. Jeannie Bauman, she is a Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter. She joins us. So, Jeannie, again, it's been a good week. It's been a good several weeks on the vaccine front. Now I think the discussion is kind of shifting to how do we get the vaccine properly distributed out into the U.S. marketplace? What's the latest thought there?
I know that Operation Warp Speed has already been has been rolling that out this week, and I'm sure you've seen the footage of shots being administered. But you're right; it's a huge list. It's a big project, we will see. There will probably be some bumps in the road.
Is there, Jeannie, a sense of how this is going to be administered? Again, there has not been much of a federal kind of coordination throughout this pandemic. Is there expectation that this will also be left to the states and local municipalities as well?
Yeah, so from what I understand, they are dropping it off to, they're giving it to hospitals. They also have sort of centers for states. But yes, but you're right. It's states that are coming up with their own more detailed plans about exactly where it'll go and who will get it.
Well, Jeannie, yeah. this is really, really important. I mean, Paul's asking some brilliant questions here, folks, about like, when do we know to go? Who's going to tell us where to go, or do we just find it? Do we know?
So I think, right now, obviously, it's going to go to frontline healthcare workers.
Oh, yeah, I know, but come on. But 3 months down the road, 3 months, 2 months, 1 month, whatever, down the road, how do I know when or how to go? Do we know?
Yeah, so I think once there is a plan, once those dates, they become more available, I think that there will be, hopefully our state health departments will let us know that, and hopefully there will be more vaccines available by February, March. I think they're hoping to get either Johnson & Johnson or AstraZeneca's vaccines online, making them available.
Jeannie, there's some folks that are suggesting that, maybe who do people trust? And maybe they trust their employer. They trust their local schools. And that may be a way to get the vaccine into the public. What are you hearing on that front?
So, yeah, I actually interviewed a lot of experts on this, and that is what they said, that the goal would be that employers are probably going to be the best way to roll this out as part of, potential work requirements. It'll just depend on the business, of course. And then ideally, you would want to get it as part of a school immunization program, but that probably won't happen for a while since data on how well the vaccine works in children just isn't there yet.
Yeah. Jeannie, thanks so much, Jeannie. Greatly appreciated. Jeannie Bauman with us, Bloomberg Law, here on the vaccine. And